You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey, B&B fans, Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your early weekly spoilers for next week, May 13th through 17th. We've got possible matrimony. We've got a lot of outrage and accusations as big news spreads among the family. There is so much to talk about. Next week, if you didn't know, it is the last full week of sweeps, so it is going to be action-packed, and I'm super excited. We're going to tell you all about it. If you haven't, please reach down and click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. And if you're a regular listener, you know that we always, on the early edition spoilers, tell you what's happening the rest of this week just to give you some context for what's coming next week, get you ready to go. So Wednesday, May 8th, we are going to pick back up with Deacon on one knee proposing to Sheila. That started on Tuesday, and he asked her, so we're going to get the ask again on Wednesday. She had a shocked look on her face. I can't imagine that she will say anything but yes. However, she may want to know, okay, is this different from the last time you proposed? Because he's proposed before, and then it was like, oh, the engagement has to be secret. And then it was like, oh, by the way, I can't ever marry you because everybody hates you. But now Deacon's had this death scare with her. He is ready to put a ring on it. At the same time that proposal is happening, we'll have some more Finn and Hope chatter. Meanwhile, Liam is over at Forster Creations with Steffi, and he is continuing to dig in. He's in this mode of comfort and reassurance, but obviously all bets are going to be off once he hears that Sheila is alive and Steffi's going to blow up. But that's not coming quite yet. That takes us to Thursday, May 9th, when Finn finally shows up to see Steffi. Looks like this scene is probably going to be at the Malibu Beach House, and she's happy to see him. She's hugging. She's affectionate. Oh, I'm so glad you're home. Why didn't you call me? Were you really busy at work? And then he's going to have to be like, oh, well, by the way, I haven't been to work. I've been out chasing the undead corpse of my biological mother. He is so thrilled that Sheila is alive. She is totally horrified. She is angry at him, as we saw in scenes from the promo. She doesn't want to hear this. She doesn't want to believe it. She wants to deny it. But when he insists, no, I've been hanging out with her, she has no choice but to believe it. I'm quite certain she's going to march over there to see for herself. But even worse, over the next couple of days, we are going to have Finn basically explaining to Steffi how Sheila was a hero and tried to save her, sacrificing herself. This whole story that Steffi is never going to believe or accept. And that takes us to Friday, May 10th. And boy, I think Finn may be grounded because his adoptive mother, the mother who raised him, the woman he should be calling mom and not Sheila, Lee Finnegan, is back. We've got scenes with Naomi Matsuda. She is going to be facing off with her worst enemy. Lee goes to see Sheila. Of course, we didn't really see a whole lot of Lee, so I'm guessing it's going to be like her saying, oh, I was so glad to hear she was dead and now she's not. And Finn spouting the my mom is a hero thing. Oh my goodness, that is going to rub Lee all kinds of the wrong way. And that's going to take us into the week of May 13th through 17th. Deacon, I am certain, is going to want to fast track this whole wedding thing in the mindset of there is no time like the present. We don't know how much time we have left. You know how people always do stuff after funerals, you know, inappropriate things, getting pregnant, fooling around with people after the funeral, things like that. If you don't know anybody that's ever done that, well, I do, and I can tell you all about it. I won't do it right now, though, but funerals and life and death stuff really make people do drastic things or stop putting off things. And Deacon is not going to waste another moment with his nine-toed soul mate, and I'm quite certain that it's going to be an Il Giardino wedding. And oh my God, it might even be by the end of May sweeps. We'll see once we get the full roster of weekly spoilers for next week. Steffi is going to be so angry next week. She's going to be in this situation of an impasse with Finn. Of course, she's going to march over to see Sheila and confirm all of this. And oh my gosh, I hope Steffi doesn't try to assault Sheila again, because she will probably have to go through through Deacon and Finn. They're not going to have it. They are so happy she's alive that this is a miracle. Steffi is going to completely reject any assertion that Sheila has done anything heroic, that Sheila loves her, that Sheila tried to protect her and the kids from Sugar. And then, of course, Steffi's got to rationalize the fact that she thought she killed a woman that, according to her dad, you know, needed put down like an animal, but she didn't. She killed someone else entirely, someone she didn't even know. That, I think, is gonna take some processing and is gonna be a moment of reckoning. Liam Spencer is gonna be absolutely giddy about this. He can't come across like that. But on the inside, I feel like Liam's gonna be very giddy, and he is gonna be right there as the person that Steffi vents to about Sheila, vents to about Finn. He's going to be there to comfort and console Steffi and validate every single thing she says. And of course, we have to agree. I mean, you know, Sheila did try to kill her. I get it. You know, Steffi had this moment of like peace of mind, and now it has been taken from her. And even worse, Finn is just all about his mom right now. Hope, for her part, has got to decide how to handle her dad's engagement to Sheila. She's in shock. I mean, she fainted. I know a lot of people saying that she's pregnant. I would love it if she was. There's been no signs that she is, other than the complete and total shock of seeing Sheila. Finn being involved and being very supportive of his mother could soften Hope's stance about Sheila. Like, she may be willing to take a wait and see attitude, which would be like Hope. You know, she's not a big ultimatum person. And if Finn is there to accept Sheila, maybe Hope will tentatively allow Deacon to stay in her life and stay in Beth's life. But of course, if Hope opens up to this, that's going to be just one more problem for Steffi on top of the Finn thing and the Sheila thing. The Forsters are all going to be absolutely furious to hear that Sheila's alive, along with all the Logans. I expect there may be a parade of confrontations coming to Il Giardino, because people seem to think it's okay to stop by Deacon's place of business and say things to him uninvited. So I wouldn't be surprised if Bill Spencer, if Ridge was there, if Steffi was there, if Brooke was there, you know. And I hope Deacon invites them all to the wedding, because that will be hilarious to watch. Those are all of our early weekly spoilers. Drop your comments on what you're excited to see. Do you think Sheila's redemption is real? I did a standalone video on whether she set this all up or if it's the real deal. I'd love to have your opinion. Subscribe if you haven't. Come back soon. We're here talking Bold and the Beautiful 7 days a week. And as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.